It is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, and the time is 10:02 a.m. This is the public rulemaking hearing for a new rule, Washington Administrative Code, or WAC 458-20-10005, titled Written Determinations as Precedents, Criteria for Publication. This public hearing is being recorded. My name is Adam Becker, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I'm the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Kathy Holder, IDA's management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment. I believe there was also Christine Marchisano. And if there are others from DOR, please introduce yourselves. All right. We are conducting this hearing through Microsoft Teams and would like to thank you for taking the time to attend this hearing and provide feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which can be sent to me at adamb@dor.wa.gov. For purposes of the record, at this time, we would appreciate it if attendees would identify themselves, who they are representing, and whether they will be testifying during today's hearing. I will call off the names of individuals which the department is aware of are in attendance. If you hear your name, please identify who you are representing and whether you will be testifying. So Adam Durr.
This is Nicole Palmer on behalf of Adam Durr, and no, I will be testifying, just listening.
Thank you, Nicole. Cedar Jem.
Yes, I'm just listening today. Thank you.
All right. I see a Charlie, no last name, showing. There's a Charlie. Could you please identify yourself for the record? All right, we'll move on for now. Christina Kaufman. Christina Wise.
Christina Wise with PwC, and I'm not testifying.
Thank you, Christina. Darcy, excuse me for any mispronunciations, Quaker.
Very good, Adam. This is Darcy Quaker with Ernst & Young, and yes, I have some comments.
Thank you, Darcy. Hannah Candia.
Good morning, Hannah Candia with Anderson, and I will just be observing.
Thank you, Hannah. Kim Sostrom.
That's right. Just listening today.
Thank you, Kim. Lani Munn.
I'm Lani with Anderson. I'm just listening in today.
Thank you, Lani. Lisa Stober. Right, Megan Cheyenne.
I am Megan Chan from Ernst & Young. I have no comments today.
Thank you, Megan. Mickey Wolf.
If you can hear me, I'm with Stevens County Title and no comments today.
I can hear you. Thank you, Mickey. Sarah Nicole.
Hi, this is Sarah Nicole with PwC. I have no comments today.
Thank you, Sarah. Sydney, no last name showing.
Hi, here with Vitality, just listening, no comments.
And what was your full name, Sydney?
Sydney Alem.
Thank you. All right, so there may be others that have joined since the beginning or since I began calling names. If you did not hear your name, can you please introduce yourself? All right, looks like we may have everyone. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 3405 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 2304098 on January 31, 2023, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt WAC 458-20-10005, referred to in this hearing as Rule 10005. Electronic copies of this rule are available on the department's website if you did not receive a copy. Please email me at adamb@dor.wa.gov if you would like to receive a copy of the proposed rule. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the possible adoption of Rule 10005. We appreciate receiving written comments and will consider and evaluate any comments received related to the language in Rule 10005 as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Friday, March 17, 2023. In this manner, the Department of Revenue can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in this process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible adoption of the new rule. The notice, called a Form CR 101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule was held on October 5th, 2022. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice is called a Form CR 102 and was also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed adoption of the new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The public hearing for this rule is being held today. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Revisor with the appropriate forms. The adopted rule will be published in the Washington State Register. A summary of the comments received following the public meeting held on October 5th, 2022 are as follows. First, discretion should be removed from the department to designate a determination as precedential. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because it found there is no basis in the statute to eliminate department discretion. Next, subjective criteria that may be biased against publication should be reduced. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because it disagrees with the position that only objective criteria may be used. Next, the language effectively sanitized should be defined, if not removed. The department amended the rule in response to this comment and added a definition of effectively sanitized. Next, instances of the word decision in the draft rule should be placed with determination, which would be a more appropriate and reduce ambiguity. The department amended the rule in response to this comment and replaced all uses of the word decision with determination. Next, additional criteria should be added that triggers a previously unpublished determination to become published and precedential if it is considered by the department during policy development or in the creation of training materials. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because such criteria would remove department discretion authorized by the statute. A definition of policy development would likely be overbroad, and there is no way of definitively knowing whether something was considered by department staff. Next, a published determination should reflect the actual final outcome for the taxpayer. Specifically, if the department ultimately settles with the taxpayer, that determination should not be precedential. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because the department settles for a variety of reasons, but that does not mean the determination was wrong and that the purpose of publishing determinations is to show what the department is thinking about an issue given a particular set of facts. Next, there should be a process where stakeholders could submit comments and weigh in on whether a determination should be made precedential. Although the department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment, there is a pilot program being developed that will allow taxpayers to respond to determinations being considered for publication and add potential comments or edits. Next, there should be specific procedures and criteria for when the department is going to withdraw or depublish a determination. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because the department currently has a process of withdrawing or depublishing a determination, which includes either issuing an ETA, which goes out to stakeholders before it is finalized, or overruling a determination in a subsequent determination, which is rare. All determinations that withdraw a previous determination are published. Additionally, the department will indicate on the face of the withdrawn determination that it has been withdrawn. Finally, it would be helpful for the department to provide whether the withdrawal of a specific determination is effective retroactively or not. The department did not make any changes to the draft rule based on this comment because when a withdrawal of a determination is prospective only, the department will indicate such. Otherwise, a withdrawal is retroactive as a matter of law. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly summarize the key points and amendments in the proposed draft rule, in the proposed draft of Rule 10005. The department intends to adopt by rule the criteria the department uses to decide whether a determination is precedential and therefore published as required by RCW 8232.410. The criteria requires that the decision is well-reasoned, addresses only the law and facts necessary to resolve the case, can be sanitized, or a waiver of the secrecy clause has been granted, and is needed to either advance or clarify the law. As for amendments made to the proposed rules since the public meeting, as discussed in the responses to the comments received, instances of the word decision were replaced with determination, and a definition of effectively sanitized was added. Additionally, grammatical amendments were made to improve clarity, but did not impact the substance of the rule. We will now proceed to the public comment portion of this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization that you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. Again, if you have written testimony, you can email it to me at adamb@dor.wa.gov so that it can be part of the permanent rulemaking file. Does anyone have a comment they would like to make about the proposed rule draft as written?
This is Darcy Koiker with Ernst & Young.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Adam. Thank you for your work on this. A quick comment about the opening paragraph where we discuss how a determination is a written response to the by the department to a taxpayer's petition to correct an assessment of tax penalties or interest. I believe there are other scenarios where a determination is issued, such as an appeal of a ruling response or also an appeal of denied refund claims. So I'm wondering if you would want to include those other scenarios in that opening paragraph.
All right, great. Thank you, Darcy. If you have a comment, could you please raise your hand via Teams? One more time, are there any additional comments? All right, hearing none and seeing no hands raised, thank you for participating. The time is 10:18 a.m. and the public hearing for Rule 10005 is now adjourned.